Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, September 9th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary and I shall be your host for the day. Today, I was helping host Erin Green's show on the clock, which was earlier, because Erin Green is out. But in her absence, she sent me Rodriga Cawley, who's a psychologist, and she's joining me. We're talking open line, but we're talking about mostly women's issues. Right? Some things that is trending in the news. We were talking about that abortion issue where the doctor who clearly aborted the fetus, right? Killed that woman child, right? Was, see how, right? Stop it. I got an introduction. The charges was dismissed along with the charges for the mother and the auntie, them. They all conspired. They all came together and said, man, you 15, you were assaulted, this child got to go, right? We're having a discussion. Earlier, the number of men call and say, yeah, despite the assault, the child's supposed to be taken to term. You don't have no excuses. The God sent that child here, that child got to come to term. There are a number of women who would call and also said that, what about the mental stability of the victim, right? She should at least be considered, should be allowed to consider having an abortion. So we're having that discussion also. But in the terms that the law is the law. The law say, man, if you do this, you can get locked up, you can get charged. And we saying that perhaps that conversation needs to continue. So we either need to change the law, amend this law, or continue to go cast a blind eye to it. We also want to bring in a conversation regarding the politician, the senator versus the senior former politician, where you said little girl versus big man, right? I want to know your opinion on that, Miss Cawley. Should she have defended herself? There are a number of women saying, man, we think thou protested too much, especially your leader. Your leader watch all kind of other the debasing conversation happen, and now you're one play victim. Can women play victim? Is this the senator playing victim at this present time? No, that is politics. People just talk and throw chairs all the time. If you cannot stand the heat in the kitchen, you need to go back and cook the grits. Cook fried the fritters, because you can't do this frontline politics because you're soft. You're a soft woman, and soft women are not supposed to be in politics. But there's debate said that we need to make space for women, empower women. They make over 50% of the population, so they should be represented in the House. I also want to throw into the mix, recently, a 60-year-old woman was charged. Why she was charged? Her man, her boyfriend, her husband was having an affair with this next woman. So you know what a 60-year-old woman do? Rodrigo?
What did this?
She threw ass in the woman's face. I mean, scarred a woman's face up. The woman ain't pretty no more. She just scarred that woman's face up. And the judge say, man, you know what you do to that woman? You scar her face. It ain't like no little acid, no. She throw the whole acid, scarred that woman. I know if you know what acids do to face. Mm. It wasn't a pretty sight, mm-hmm. Right? And the judge gave that woman 7 years. He said, would you know what you do to that woman? And the woman said, mercy, man. You're gone overboard with the sentence. You can't be giving me. My man cheated. I mean, I ain't throw no acid on him, but my man cheated on me with that woman, that good for one woman. And I scarred it up and I should get not no 7 years, right? We're talking about women's issues and how we look at women, how we should have them as, you're talking about my personality there, right? Let's go to the callers first and then I'm coming right back to you, debate you some more, because I want to know your commentary on that. Guardian Radio AM caller, we have Mr. Rodriga Cawley in studio. I'm going to be baiting her now to give some commentary on what's trending in the news, especially on the three things I mentioned earlier. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello, you live.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
Boy, look here. It's so good. It came with the bus and I tried to jump to get you guys. Listen, I mean, this thing is why I like to talk about the abortion thing first. I mean, I've been married for 20 years to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman, you know, and to hear you guys talk about if a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old, whether she should bring the child, I think she could. Now, my wife, she always believe me, I'm a percentage guy. If you check churches, NBA, NFL, baseball, you got at least for 10% of those mothers of those superstars, they were raped. And I think you should bring the child, even if you don't want it, leave it to a fire station like they do in America, leave it to a children's home here in the Bahamas, because we don't know, we can be killing prophets, doctors, lawyers, all because of our own selfish desires. Now, I hear one of your callers say, if it has something to do with the health of the mother, yes, I agree, because sometimes women can die in childbirth, whether the head of the child is too big or some medical complication, sure. But just outright to say, you know what, I got a career, I'm making six figures a year, I can't afford my body build a shape, this child got to go. You know, I'm against that. I'm totally against that.
Let Miss Callie respond to you, man.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay,
sorry, Mom.
No. Call back if you want to add more, but I want her to respond. Is that man speaking again? Because we men telling you, we going to bring this boy.
And it's that I feel like you should, and I feel like you should, and I feel like you should.
We got to shepherd your woman. We got to help you all.
No, firstly, men don't make much better decisions for their own lives. So I don't know why they're paying so much attention on what women do with their lives, right? But one of my big concerns with forcing females to go to term with their pregnancy, right, is, and then you want to complain that the children's homes are full of children and all of this is going to take money from the state because now the government has to provide for these kids. And now these kids end up angry. And now these kids have a trajectory of becoming criminals and doing all sorts of illegal things. And so it's like, is that worth it? No. You have some people that now they bring the children into this world because they don't have an abortion. Now they can't afford the children. And now you're trying to figure out why the mother, because we talk about it all the time. And now you have, firstly, it's the women, 9 out of 10, by themselves. So now the mother has to work all the time. And so the children are raising themselves. And then we complain about all of the social ills that come from the children being at the home raising themselves. And then we complain in the schools because now no one could be home helping the children learn how to read. And so they have to get all of their education from the school. And so they're not comprehensive. They don't know how to use critical thinking skills. And that's because there's no one in the home to teach them these things. And so they're exposed to all of these drugs. They're exposed to all of these predators that come in and assault them. They're exposed to all of these things. And so forcing more children in single parent families are not the solution to the problem.
That's Rodriguez Colley. I'm going to bait her now. Ms. Colley, I know a woman, me.
Yes.
C.A. Nuri.
Yes.
Who had 7 abortions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know the reason. Mm-hmm. I just would say, my God, you're an active woman.
Right.
Right? Clearly, she's using that as contraceptives.
Right.
Now, I think the law, when we say abortion is illegal, is for her. Because she, mm-hmm. clearly, something is wrong.
So here's the thing. She had 7 abortions and it is illegal. So that's not going to make a difference. Because I said this on the beginning of the show. Abortions are going to happen whether they're legal or not. Making them illegal just stops people from having access to doing them safely. The abortions are always going to happen. But when you have laws in place for regulation, and I did also mention the importance of sexual education, right? Because firstly, abortions are traumatic to the body. It affects your hormones, and one of the callers was saying it earlier. It affects your hormones. Some women can never have kids. Because they had an abortion before. It can affect your hair, your mood, your thyroid, all of those things. So there's health concerns that comes with it. But what you need is birth control. I'm not a supporter of recklessness. So having a whole bunch of abortions is you being sexually irresponsible. That's reckless. Because obviously you are fertile, so you need to be on birth control. And if you have a problem with birth control, then find a healthier birth control. There's different types of birth control that do different things. So some women say, oh, birth control has put weight on you. You eating fast food every day has put weight on you and you just do that anyway. So if you're going to be on the birth control, you don't have to take the shot. You can take the daily pills and that's still going to provide you with some sort of protection against it. Wear the condoms. We don't want condoms because you can't feel. You have to be responsible. When you are making choices and decisions for your own body, there is a degree of responsibility that comes with the pros and cons of all of your decisions. And so, no, I am not a supporter of people being reckless, but policing, like you say, women's bodies, we focus a whole lot on the female's body and not all of the parameters of the things that's included. And so, someone said it, you know, it's not black and white, and I agree that it's not black and white. It is nuanced. And because it is nuanced, we have to think about the full picture. Because now this 15-year-old has to drop out of school. So her dreams of going to college, maybe she can't do because she would have to be at home raising a child. Maybe she had an aspiration to go explore something, and now she can't because she's stuck there raising a child by herself because there's no male in the picture. She was assaulted. So now by herself. And at some point, there's going to be resentment. At some point, there's going to be anger. At some point, there's going to be hostility. So now you're going to have another child that was brought up that has negative mental health symptoms because they were brought up in an environment where there is no love. And then what? And then we're going to have a conversation about that again?
I want to add into the conversation the conversation about the little girl comment, right? And whether women should be vocal in defending themselves when they think they're aggrieved or insulted. I want to know your commentary on that so we go to the callers and have all this inside the conversation. Everyone.
So earlier I said that there is this very big disrespect about females. And so...
Who doing this disrespect?
People, the larger society. Okay. So your second example of the woman whose husband was cheating. Why are you being aggressive towards the female? Your husband cheated. That woman didn't do anything to you. Your husband cheated.
He's a good man still though.
And she's going to be with him
afterwards.
She's not going to leave him. That's her man. And so why are we punishing women? We like to put women on this pedestal of expecting them to be better human beings when a lot of responsibility should be on men and men's behavior. You shouldn't be calling anyone little girl, little boy if they're an adult, if they're your peers. That's disrespectful. So however she chooses to respond to your disrespect is still how she chooses to respond. The disrespect was the problem, not how she chose to respond to it. Because that's not the way that you should address anybody. Because that's rude. Whether your intention was as big as it got or not, it's disrespectful and it's condescending. Now, some people might have chosen to ignore you, and that's how they would have chosen to. And some people would have chosen to stand up to you. And as a female, a lot of times we feel this need to constantly prove ourselves because we end up in spaces where we are qualified, we are educated, we are doing the right things, we are articulate the way that we should be able to compete with men, and we are still not looked at the way we should be. We're still not respected the way we should be. If you as a female want to be a CEO, you have to prove that you are better than any man that could have had that role. Not that you have the same level of experience, of intelligence, of expertise. You could have the same job as a man where you do the same things and you're going to be paid less. Not for any reason in particular, but just because. And that has been woven into our culture, into our society. It's not just in the Bahamas, but there is this very large culture of undervaluing women. In both of those cases.
This text says, good morning. Well said by your guest. Not until it is on someone or it is on some of these men's doorstep, then it's a different story. Let's go to the callers there, producer. Guiding Radio AM, go ahead.
All right, that text agreed with what Paul had to say. Be hypocritical. But Nuri, on the little girl comment, most of the old people that approach us, not most, a lot of them.
Yeah, we get called little boy?
Yeah, man.
By
the
man?
People that say the old ladies.
No, I'm talking about no old lady. I'm talking about man. Any man ever called little boy?
Yeah, and I don't take it like how I think Leslie Miller, how he say it. I mean the Right Honorable Leslie Miller, how he say it. I don't think it might have been appropriate, but just to bring it to your attention, I don't know who else out there aware of it. Some of the older folks, that's how they approach us, who might be younger than them. But the question is, where's your MP, the chairman of the PLP? Is he going to say something to Leslie Miller? I say no. If he have anything to say to Leslie Miller about what Leslie Miller have to say, I guess it'll be private. Dr. Carly, you have a pen or a phone? Your phone close?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The question was, like the case he gave just now with the seven-time abortion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say that's kind of, you say it's reckless, right?
Mm-hmm.
The question was kind of different, not similar, right? It goes back to what you say, policing a woman's body. I don't think you think you're saying that it's not right. But the situation, you remember Bella?
Yes, baby Bella.
Remember the little girl Bella?
Grandpa Hammer.
Okay. Bella, I can't remember if it's an ass or a grandpa Hammer. But Bella did get killed. The doctor was saying how her ribs would break up and all and stuff. Like, you know, when you swing, take a doll baby and whop it on the wall or something. I mean, I don't know what happened and how it happened, but she dead, right? And when mommy and daddy to get charged or stepdaddy to get charged, mommy going to jail pregnant, right? My question to you, could we ever determine or could go that far to say, well, you need to tie that person off? I don't know if you would say, but the person who do it the seventh time abortion, if they don't like the condoms or the birth control, right? If even them, I mean, maybe, like I say, that's a different case because one day she might want to have a child, although she might have had seven abortions before. And I'm sure she ain't the only one did it in this country or in the world. But what about the people like example, generally speaking, where a mother have children and for some reason she's still breeding, she's still having more children.
Okay.
The daddy's ain't around or whatever. It ain't easy, it's hard. And I feel, I understand the pain what the mothers just go through, but you got to be responsible. If you don't want birth control or you don't want whatsoever, I mean, it ain't even leave up to the daddy. You got to love children. You got to understand when you bring them in the world, you can't be having a bunch of children and then you just go to jail and you take your life. But that's just my and some of us opinion. Okay. We want to hear what Dr. Corley have to say. Hang up and listen.
Right. Let me add to that because he wants to know your response on that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, it was in a company of some nurses. And the nurses... was telling a story where doctors have tie off Haitian mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Not without their permission or whatever it is. They said, man, you in our country and you had too many children.
Mm.
And they tell them testimonies and they know and see the doctor tie off the Haitian woman. I want to know what you think about that. And of course, Papa's question also in terms of should they get tie off. I want to just include that. What do you think?
Child, so, I complete the fifth.
Let's go to the next caller. This text says, if my wife is impregnated by her rapist, I would want her to abort the child. It's a law of nature, animal nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM.
A pleasant good morning. A pleasant good morning, Nuri and Dr. Corley. How are you?
Well.
Nuri, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Go ahead. I'm waiting on you to start.
I have a question before I get into what I want to say. What's the purpose of this discussion regarding abortion?
Well, it was in the... we were just talking about the headline that's for today.
Oh,
in the paper. Mm-hmm.
So I just spun into this. Okay. Let me just add, I believe that a big part of the conversation that we haven't even begun to acknowledge is the fact that in a pregnancy, there is not just the woman. There's the man who carried the seed in the first place, right? And the man's rights aren't acknowledged at all anywhere in this conversation. No one is talking about what role the man should play, what right the man should have in the final determination, right? And if we're going to engage in that discussion in a realistic way, in a balanced and in a most effective way, non-emotional way, I think we have to consider, not I think, we have to consider, it's an absolute, both parties that played a role in the pregnancy. Also, I think another concern is when we look at the kind of governance that we practice in our country, right? We have a democracy, right? And in that democracy lies the ability for persons to be pro or against. And the person who is against doesn't have any more rights than the person who is pro. And so I believe if a democracy is to be defined, ultimately it comes down to having the ability to make decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Along with the, I guess, input from the medical practitioners to ensure safety of life or preserving of life in the process of making the decision, I think it also comes down to the both partners, the male and the female, who participated in the act, or however that situation is made up, because it's not necessarily in all instances the traditional norms, right? And once those elements are at play, okay, and in the instance of minors, certainly the parents and or the legal guardians, right, have a stake and a priority to make the decision or to participate in the outcome on behalf of the person they're responsible for and not just the individual, right? And so when we begin to take those factors into play, I think we would find it necessary to perhaps challenge the parliamentarians on a national referendum in that regard, mm-hmm, so that we can move away from the emotional decision, which would undertake a national education committee to ensure that Bahamians understand what they're voting on.
So let me let Ms. Corley respond to that. A national you talk about education, sexual education, mm-hmm, in general, instead of using abortion as their contraceptive, mm-hmm, right? What do you think about that in general? Let me change that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the rights of a man. We had Clever Duncan, and of course, Antoine just called. They said you didn't consider the man. What if my girlfriend got pregnant by me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she won't have an abortion. Surely, there should be some place I can go and say, no. That woman trying to kill my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I need her to bring this baby into full term.
Mm-hmm.
Surely there needs to be some kind of mechanism I can appeal to and said, I plan to take care of that child. I don't know if I can have any more children, or I want that child to add to my seventh, because that could be the seventh child.
Mm-hmm.
She can't abort my child. I don't care if that's a body or not. That's our baby. I have a right to my baby.
Mm-hmm. And I do agree.
Just to clarify
for the caller a little bit. So initially, there wasn't a lot of conversation about males within the abortions, because initially the conversation was about assault. And because we started off the conversation with assault, that placed all of the focus on the female in that particular instance. And so it's not that men don't have their rights. I think a part of the challenge with that goes to culture, right? And kind of how you were socialized. And so child rearing was predominantly the female's responsibility. And so, one, because the child rearing was a lot of the female's responsibility, a lot of what happened was her choice. So it's not that it's not your child, it's that most times she's doing the raising. And so she would have more rights. And you can't see me, but I am doing the inverted commas so that you can see that she would ideally have more rights. That's one. And the second part, yes, it is your sperm that is used, but it is our life and our health that is threatened. And so because of that, their risk is on us. And so that also gave us, inverted commas, more rights. And so, yes, you can want a child, but I have to deal with all of the parameters that come with having this child inside my body. And so, yes, men can show support to their pregnant partners, but I have to deal with the morning sickness. I have to deal with losing my hair. I have to deal with being dehydrated because the baby is sucking all of the water out of my body. I have to deal with the swelling. I have to deal with peeing myself all the time. I have to deal with the pain that comes from the birth and the C-section and all of this stuff.
You always make pregnancy sound hard, man.
It is hard.
If I could get pregnant, I'm sure I could do it.
Anyways.
I'm just saying, my body built.
This is tough. I believe you.
Yes. This text says, please thank the lady for sharing. That is a great point she raised. One of my concerns is the emotions you will go through after abortion. You never know what you're giving up. It will be in your head forever. Let's mm-hmm. go to the callers again. Producer Patrick, the next caller through. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AM. You live? Nope. Just go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM. You live? Let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead.
CA and your guest, Grammy Boy again.
Mm-hmm.
I think your co-host is only presenting one side of the argument with respect to the pregnancy, because let's just say you bring the child to fruition and that child grows up to be a great politician, a great pastor, a great basketball player, NBA player, that is possible. So, you know, don't just sell the bill of goods that, my body can be bleeding and my body this, because there's two sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can present both sides of the coin. Now, Anton is kind of on point, but he was a little off base, because in this situation, we're not speaking about the normal run of the mill where the female and the male gets to make choices with each other. We're talking about someone who committed a crime mm-hmm. on a baby, and that right to talk about my child should be taken away from that person. So I think that argument is also lopsided. Grammy boy, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. And I love to know your experience. Like, again, every time I hear a man, my God, preaching or lecturing women, mm-hmm. I always look at a woman's face to say, how do you feel when we do that? I mean, he had his opinions, and mm-hmm. mind you, I sometimes side with him, mm-hmm. right, part of it. But you being a woman, talking with your body, mm-hmm. right, is that problematic when men do that?
Well, I guess at this point, you kind of get used to it. But I don't have a problem if you're right.
I don't know, like, if you get used to it. Go ahead.
I don't have a problem if you're right. And so my job that I gave myself for this conversation was to speak about the opposite side of things, because all of our callers were already speaking about the other side of the coin. So we were talking about the positive things that come from bringing a child to term. And so I was speaking on the other side of the coin of that there are negative things involved as well. So I do agree that you have to speak about all sides. But the callers were already talking about the pros. So I was just making sure I add in the cons as well.
Let's go to the callers again. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my friend. I didn't like him, actually. But when I was working in the hotel, this guy had two girlfriends. We all knew. I didn't really like him exactly. But one of his girlfriends, his second girlfriend, not the mean one, mm-hmm. got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the girl $1,200. And I said, that's a lot of money. I thought it was only six. Anyway, that's a different thing, right? He's telling the girl, let's deal with this because you know I have my mean woman.
Mm-hmm.
The lady used the money. She said, okay, we can deal with it. And she buy clothes for the child.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but I didn't, that's what we agreed with.
Mm-hmm.
Should he have an opinion on abortion? But I can have the callers first, and then you think about that.
My short answer is yes, but you can take the caller.
Okay, go ahead. Guided Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
The gentleman that I'm going to call and talking about the man,
Yes.
Yes, and Ms. Carly, they have you all over this morning with all the different issues of the rights of this one and that. But let's just stick with what happened in the Minnesota case with the underage girl that was raped. For all of them, that person that impregnated that young lady still doesn't have a say in the issue. So we having all this discussion back and forth, and we can appreciate what happened with people and even the way they call them and what happened with them. Yes, it's about choices and what actually affects later in life and all that. And some of them want to talk about who turned out to be a journalist, a politician, and a great player. And I thought it's wrong or about it or let's just go, you know, we all resolve sort of what happened. It's not just I'm not talking about. So, of course, in that case, we're thinking of by the authorities on Delphi, where the young lady was raped, we would not have been hearing about some abortion that took place by the doctor, Miss. It was a political issue. Now we have what we have, that the person has been, the case has been dismissed. And then you look at it, what caused this to come to this point? Delphi has been raped. We would not have been hearing about what happened about some abortion, right? We all have a nice day.
Thanks very much. Mm-hmm. There's a bad connection, but I think we get the gist of it. There's a number of people thinking this whole case with Dr. Miz was political.
Mm-hmm.
That's that's a harsh charge. Like, why would it be political? Who would make it political? But that's a different story altogether. I still want to talk about my I don't like using his friend because I didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
He paid for an abortion. The lady didn't have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, she sued for child support, whatever it is. I said it's good for him because mm-hmm. I didn't like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the phone lines are just lit, so I'm trying to get everything included. So why there is no cry when the Speaker of the House embarrassed all of the men in the House of Assembly, but nothing was said about her disrespect for man. If it was a male, everyone would be up in arms. That text is petty.
Because it's wrong.
I don't necessarily think the Speaker was targeting men. I think she might have been targeting the opposition, but not men.
Fair.
So that's why I said this is being petty. I don't think she just, the Speaker's anti-men. Right? She might be strong-minded in terms of, I can mash up this air for them, but that's something different altogether. That's politics. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM caller. Join us for the conversation. Let's go to the next one there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Cawley.
Good morning.
I can say that I am truly enjoying this conversation. And as usual, anytime a conversation like this comes up, you know, it actually allows persons to not just call in, but give their views towards having a balanced conversation. At least you get to hear what others in the community has to say.
Mm-hmm.
The two things that popped out at me right away as I listened was, first and foremost, the right, even though this in this particular situation where it's an assault, and there, someone had brought up the right of the male in this particular instance. What is his right? You know, most persons would dismiss that and say he doesn't have any rights. The same thing in this matter where it pertains to his voice being heard as to whether he wants a child or not. That voice should have still been heard. In marriages, the same thing happens. You know, the father may want his child, but then it says that the mother has the right to decide whether it is a go or not because it's a body. A lot of persons dismiss the fact that, yes, the woman may carry that child for 9 months, if that, but the responsibility and the bringing of that child after the child gets here becomes that male's responsibility. In some cases, yeah, the man may not uphold the duty that he has, but there are many men who would, but you took that right away from him because it's your body and you have the right to do with your body what you want. My final point here on this other matter would be that in terms of the baby now being aborted, the thoughts that came to mind right away was, does this, that the body then becomes the state's responsibility. Does the state now have a right, whereas we have a organ donor registry? Do they have where the potential parent can sign off instead of just taking the baby and discarding it? I'm pretty sure that God would be pleased, and I'm not really saying I'm speaking for God, but I think it would be more appropriate then.
I'm not sure if the baby's body has, for people who get an abortion, that a baby's body has form enough to use parts of organs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe stem cell type thing.
But. Well, CA, we also could look at the aspect of stem cells.
Okay.
We could also look at that. Instead of just discarding the body as if it's nothing, we could actually, if it now becomes the state's own then, because obviously that's what it is. The parent don't want it, and so who does it really? Who really owns the body after it's aborted? It becomes the state. Does the state now have the right to do stem cell or do organ transplant, even if the body is not fully determined? These are some of the conversations. Again, maybe the medical profession can add into this.
Okay,
but this is something that can be considered. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it. This call said, good morning, Mr. Nuri, Ms. Cawley. Mr. Nuri, you told Ms. Cawley that you always make it seem as if having a baby is hard. right? This is one time I wish God will make it possible for you men, you in particular, Mr. Nuri, to experience the entire process of carrying a child for 9 months and having to deliver it. I experienced, so I am just not talking. I wonder if I could have like the female parts. Cause I'm thinking about how the baby will come out.
Right.
If I'm going to have the baby. I mean, I can need some parts. Mm-hmm. Or they can come to cut me. I don't want to get cut.
Yes.
They can have to cut me?
Yes.
They can have to cut me?
Yes.
Will I be able to grow breasts?
If you take hormones, yes.
I have a child. All I got to come with it. Anyway, let's take a quick break. I see you, callers. We can talk about me having a child on the next side of the break. This is God. I have visuals now. I'm actually having... I look good. I look good. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. It's 11:45. We're going to take this break right now. We're going to come back with Miss Collie. We're talking about what's in the news, but we talk about female issues. We're having the headline about this abortion case as our main topic that we brought into the politician who called the other politician a little girl. Then we brought in the story about the matured lady who threw acid inside her love rival's face, right? Scar up. And she's saying the sentence she got, the 7 years, that's harsh, man. You know, what do you expect her to do? The woman was cheating with her husband. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nothing beats a Chikchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chikchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chikchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit chikchanichallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I have Miss Collie in studio. We're talking about women's issues again, but based on what is trending inside the news and the headline, I mentioned this case about the doctor who was charged for abortion. The mother of the child, she was charged for facilitating abortion. The auntie and then several other family members, they all took this lady, the 15-year-old girl, or 14 at the time, who was assaulted, to the hospital, to the clinic, and asked the doctor, say, man, I know it's against the law. I assume they say that. I don't know. And said, but you need to work this out. And he worked it out. And somebody gone and pimp on it. And he get locked up. So people say, man, that's political, because these doctors do this all the time. The mother get locked up, everybody get locked up. And we want to know if this conversation needs to be hashed out. Then the conversation delve on the rights of men in terms of abortion and having children, rights of women in terms of police men policing their bodies all the time. There seems to be a cultural disrespect to women in general. Like, women need to know their role, right? Little girl. If I call you little girl, you get insulted.
Yes.
It all depends on how I say it. Right? No?
No.
There's no way
to say that in any way that would make you look favorable.
I'm going to work out how I can say it before this conversation.
Because even if you say little girl in a flirtatious way, then it makes you look like you like kids.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
Yeah.
And then I'm not a little girl. So any other way besides that, I'm not skinny. So you can't even say little as in size because I'm not skinny.
He's a big woman.
Anyway, so if you...
Go ahead.
So there's no way to say little girl in a way that's not derogatory.
I got to work on that. Okay, let's go to the caller. Producer, Kermit, pass the next caller through for me, please. Garden Radio, AM, C.A. Nuri. That's Miss Cole here talking to. How you doing?
Nuri.
Yes, sir.
Calling back.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a second show, so I have the right to call.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
If I was in the senator's name?
Michaela Ellis.
If I was in her position, I wouldn't even answer that. I'd let that just blow right over. Why?
Mm-hmm.
You remember heading into the 2017 election?
I can let Ms. Colley answer you, by the way, but go ahead.
You remember all of those things they said about the now Speaker of those Assembly? Oh, she used to sell hot dogs. She was a hot dog woman.
She sells wonderful hot dogs. I stopped there a couple of times. She never sell hot dogs?
I had reasons to talk with her. And I said, Pop, you know politics. Don't rebut that. Let that blow over. And you see how that died right off?
But question, she never sells hot dogs? Because I sure...
Never in her life.
But I sure I purchased hot dogs from a lady.
No.
Never?
She was working in CDU, I think it was CDU at the time. Over 30 years.
Yeah. So who that was they bought hot dogs from?
Well, I don't know. A lot of people are selling good hot dogs. In Palmdale, sells beautiful hot dogs.
Yes, you went to school with me, actually.
To me, sir, if that woman had just let that blow over like a wind, that would have already been dead.
How long did...
Politics is a game like this.
Let me ask you a question. How long did they call the Speaker of the House, the hot dog lady...
Less than 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks? How much weeks has this been so far with the little girl?
This has been about a week now.
It's been a week? That happened
about a week now.
That happened Thursday.
Last week Thursday?
Yeah. Ain't Thursday.
I just hearing about it, believe me or not.
Yeah, but
hear about it yesterday because
Thursday.
There were a lot of people calling
so
different shows talking about it.
It hasn't been
but let me say this, sir.
No, I'm just saying it hasn't been 2 weeks. It said 2 weeks for the speaker. It hasn't been 2 weeks. Let the two weeks go.
But the speaker hasn't never answered that.
Yeah, let the two weeks.
She already get this in the public domain now. This is old now. One thing with politics, and madam, you can answer this too. If you see there is something that somebody see that irritates you or gets to you, they now use that on you. I guarantee you, sir, from here to heaven, until election is over in 2026, she'll be known as the little girl. Because the people that see that just bought her.
I know you're going to call that woman no little girl.
The people is going to use that.
You're going to do that, though.
No, not me. No.
Because you're decent.
I would do it. But what I'm saying, in politics game, when people see something that can irritate you, that can get to you, that could distract you, they're going to use that on you. You remember Mr. Ingram and they call him the delivery boy? He went in check with that.
Yeah.
You know when he talk about it?
What do you talk about it?
After the 1992 election when he said he delivered the country from the BFB. That's the first time he ever mentioned anything but delivery boy.
Yeah.
Okay? So politics is a trick game. This is a game, and if your shoulders is not broad,
let me have Ms. Colley answer it. Ms. Colley,
mm-hmm.
in your professional capacity now, mm-hmm. fellow doctor coming to you, fellow person in psychology coming to you, girl, you're a little girl in this.
Mm-hmm.
You can answer that person.
I definitely will. So I do agree that when you are in politics, you have to choose your battles, right? Especially when you think big picture, because you kind of have to think for the long game. So I agree with the caller. However, especially as a female in the space, it's very important for you to let people know not to play with you. And I'm very big on that. And so it's important for you to stand up and advocate for yourself. You are not a little girl. And a lot of times we like to pacify disrespect, but the more likely you are to pacify disrespect, the more likely it is to continue. Now, yes, people can see that it got to you. And so how you approach the situation will determine how effective it can be. But I feel like the message here is that you don't tolerate disrespect. Whether people use that message to still disrespect you has nothing to do with you, because it is your character that you are responsible for. And your character is you don't let anyone disrespect you. People can choose to disrespect you if they want to, and that's their choice. But your choice is that you have to stand up for yourself. And yes, I am a supporter of that.
You know that she had write a whole report why she is woman. You support support the senator doing that?
Now, sometimes...
You know she's 43. Is that woman enough? You know she have like 2 kids. Is that woman enough?
Because sometimes it's difficult to have to constantly prove yourself. Now, yes, there are alternative ways to go about proving yourself. And sometimes ignoring is just as beneficial, because if you know that you are a big woman, then you should not have to discuss and prove that to anyone. Yes. But sometimes it's just distressing. So I guess I understand why you could feel the need to constantly prove yourself, especially in a male-dominated space.
Mm-hmm. That's why, like, Glennis Hannah-Martin and that Robin Nines woman, they speak out. Mm-hmm. They have other PLP women who are quiet. Mm-hmm. But those two women, they ain't gonna tolerate it. They loud. But the Speaker of the House, too. She is telling, except when she called people darkies. That still hurt. I mean, I still have nightmares about that. I mean, because you know I blue black.
Right.
So when she calling people darkies, purple black. So when she, I still have flashbacks with that darkies comment, you know. Mm-hmm. But I like her. But that comment hurt me to the core. Anyway, let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yuri, I strike out under your guest, but hey, 3 strikes and I out. Loud 3 strikes. Listen, first of all, let's take into consideration something. Let's look at Larry Miller. Everybody know Leslie Miller is a colorful face.
Right Honorable face. Leslie Miller.
That's a matter of opinion.
No, he's a title now. You have a title. You have a title.
Yeah, well, if you want to call him Leslie, I talk to him Leslie Miller. Yeah. But we know he's a colorful person.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who says he knocked on people in the House of Assembly and then had to apologize. So that's his style in Bahamian localism style. That is his style. Second of all, for the lady to respond like Julian, say right away, denotes that she's a novice in politics. You understand me? Let's take, for example, Fred Mitchell. Look at the day Fred Mitchell is called, other ones and the Bahamian people, idiots and all them kind of things.
Hey, leave my MP alone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If he call you idiot, that means you ask what you is.
Yeah. So when I call him on the thing, that's probably what he is. So,
just leave my MP. See, once you get disconnected.
But what I'm saying is, you can't say you want to be a boxer, get in the ring, and don't expect to get hit, man. That's politics.
I agree.
You can't, the place blow you through, and then you can't take it. You can't throw in your towel. And I can guarantee you, like Julian said, between now and the second election, the next election, they could dig up some more things or not. That's just politics.
That's what PLPs do. That's part of politics. That's what PLPs do.
Yes, they could dig up some stuff on the not. To my boy, my esteemed friend, Jeff lost me a little bit today. And I want to say this to Jeff, because I gave you numbers in my old phone. Jeff, come on. A criminal, a person performs a criminal offense on your little girl or your boy, and let's just say the little girl gets pregnant in this case, you think the family and the state and everybody else want that criminal having anything to do with that child or that little girl again? Come on, man. We got to think these things through. You understand? We can't. That's my
Come on.
I appreciate you. Let's go to the next caller. Right. Producer, let's go to the next. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM.
Yeah, see, I call him back to finish my point.
Go ahead. Go ahead there, Kermit. Guided Radio AM. Go ahead.
Yeah, CA.
Hey.
I just want to leave this with you. You know, if our mother had a border, none of us would have been here to have this discussion, eh? So I just thank God that she didn't abort me.
I'm glad I didn't abort you. You're a good fellow.
And I'm sure y'all will be doing the same thing. But then it goes back. This comment is, this is void of that discussion with the senator. But I see a lot of people up in arms about this, right? And I'm defending no one and just making a point. These same people allow people to refer to them in a relationship with boyfriend and girlfriend. So big grown men and women, they accept that. Someone to refer to them as a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
I hear you, we are clever.
But I mean, anyone to call me no boyfriend, they call me by my, you know.
Your man friend. That's what you said. I saw man friend.
You know?
Yeah, I understand. I can leave a last comment to you. It's Golly.
I'm going to say it, and I hope I don't get in trouble, but I actually just told my mother last week, I said, I feel like your life would have been so much different and better if you had aborted me.
I am happy she did not abort you.
I wouldn't have known the difference because I was not a critical thinking person.
Yes. But that
would not have been an attack on me.
Here on the radio would have been now.
God would have sent me into some different family doing something else, and I would not have known the difference because there would have been no consciousness of this life inside my brain. And I said, Mommy, you had me when you were 22. Mm-hmm. You were just trying to be in school. I said, you would have been so much further. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course she disagreed. I love you so much. And this is not that you don't love me, because of course you do. But if you didn't have me, if I didn't exist, then things might have been a little better for you. And I agree with both sides of that.
Yes. So. You heard that. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Rodrika Corley. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.